Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you this week on the subject of God's divine order of authority. And we started back in Genesis, the book of beginnings, where God established that authority way back in the Garden of Eden. God created Adam first, and then he created Eve, and there was a reason for that. God created Eve from a rib from Adam's side. God took that which was close to his heart and created from that rib a woman, a wife suitable for him. We also shared this week how that God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of man. Man is the head of woman. And so on. And we went to 1 Corinthians 11, the 13th verse there, as we went through these different aspects of authority here. And this morning, today, I'd like to share with you how that man is the head of woman. I'd like to say a few things right here in the beginning, that while that is a reality in God's order of authority and God's order of headship, that man is the head of woman, I want to make it abundantly clear that man is not to be a domineering tyrant over a woman or his wife. That is not the place that God has given man at all. Man is the head of woman. Man is to love his wife. He is not to be a domineering tyrant and an unloving person, not at all. Neither does the fact that God has created man to be the head of the woman, that does not mean that the woman is of lesser value than the man. I believe that God created the man and the woman, Adam and Eve, husband and wife, to be equal on the same plane. God told Adam and Eve, he told both of them, they were to be fruitful, they were to multiply, they were also to subdue the earth. That was not just a man's responsibility. In fact, all those things that you read there in Genesis was not just a man's responsibility, it was both of their responsibility. Man cannot reproduce himself without his wife. The wife cannot reproduce herself without a man. It takes both of them. They work together. They do things together. They were to subdue the earth together. They were to cultivate it together. They were, I mean, you just read the things there in Genesis, and it was together. It was not that the man was above the wife and that she was to be under his thumb and to that she was second rate and that her place was second place under him. No, 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 no. God gave Adam and Eve an equal place under him. However, someone needs to lead out. Someone does need to give direction, and God has placed that responsibility squarely on the shoulders of the husband, of the man. And in that way, man is the head of the woman. In the creation, I want to note, God created Adam first. Not Eve, Adam. God gave to Adam dominion over the animals. They were subject to him. Adam gave them their names. But then God said that Adam needed a helper, someone suited for him, and God created Eve. She was therefore made naturally subject to him because she was made from him. She was made for him. She was taken out of him. She was made from the rib that was closest to his heart. God did not make Eve from one of Adam's toes. She was not to be made from his toe where she would be stepped on and tramped and walked all over. No, no, no. God made Eve from a rib, that which was closest to his heart. God created Eve, and I believe there's significance in that. It is the husband's responsibility to love his wife, and that's huge, husbands, as Christ loved the church. If we husbands can get a hold of that truth and live it out, we will make it so much easier for our wife to come under our authority. It is also the husband's responsibility to be a leader in the home, not a domineering tyrant, but a servant leader. Notice, Christ was not a domineering tyrant. He was a servant leader. And he is our example, men. Christ lived his life on this earth subject to his Father's will. We are to live our life on this earth subject to Christ's will. We are to serve him. We are not to be a domineering tyrant over the wife, the woman that God has given to us. Please, we are to love her as Christ loved the church. When a wife feels loved, respected, and cherished, she will gladly submit to her husband's authority, and she will feel secure in his authority. But of course, the opposite is true too. When she doesn't feel loved, or respected, or cherished, let's get a hold of those words. When a wife does not feel respected, when she does not feel cherished and cared for, she is not going to gladly come under her husband's authority. And who would? We husbands are to love our wives as Christ loved the church. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, declares in chapter 5 that husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church, and wives to come under their husband's authority. Now, that's a beautiful thing when that balance is maintained. There is a balance there where husbands love their wives as Christ loved the church, and wives coming under their husband's authority. There's a beautiful balance there. And when that is maintained, when that balance is held to and maintained, it is a beautiful thing. Now, the devil has had it in his design to destroy men and their place in God's order of authority. For years, TV shows, books, and magazines have been making a mockery of fathers as leaders. They portray them as wimps, just ignorant pushovers with no backbone, things like that. Various women's movements have gained a loud voice in our society with all their rights and powers. And as a result of that, many men follow their wife instead of being a leader. Instead of standing up for truth and what's right, they've now just kind of fall along behind, just like a wimp, and just aren't taking their place as leaders. Well, I feel like gone about far enough here today. There's so much that can be said in this subject, and I would just urge all of you men who are listening today, find your place in God's divine order of authority. Submit your heart and your will to God, to Christ. Place yourself under his authority and learn to love your wife as Christ loved the church. And I tell you, it'll make a huge difference in your marriage. Well, the Lord bless you today. We'll come back and pick up on this tomorrow. God be with you.